Why were we created in the first place? How did we get here? And also, what's our purpose in life? How can we know any of these things? A God of Abraham, a God of Moses, a God of Jesus. Who are you talking about? How may we know this God? Who is this God related to? Allah ordered Muhammad, peace be upon him, Qul, say to them, he is Allah alone, without any partners.
This is one of the most important facets of Islam.
Islam, like a precious gem, has many beautiful facets. Join us now for Facets of Islam. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, and for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about one of the facets of Islam, peace. One of the amazing things that we find these days, so many people are trying to define what is Islam. What is Islam exactly? From non-Muslims, we hear many strange and amazing stories. Even from Muslims, we get various opinions and sometimes confusion. But when I asked the Muslim, what is Islam? And they said to me, well, Islam is peace. I had to wonder, how did you come up with this particular definition of Islam? Then when I came to know and understand that the word Islam is Arabic, of course, and it comes from a root salama. But the word for peace in Arabic is salam. It comes from the same root, but it's not the same word. Why? They said, well, you see, Islam is something much bigger than just peace. It is peace, but it's bigger than peace. And I said, what? Exactly what are you trying to tell me? But as you begin to understand the breakdown of the meaning of this fabulous and wonderful gem, this Islam, then you can begin to understand this concept. We begin with the first of the words. The first of the word is surrender. This is in the word Islam, surrender, to give up. The second word is submission, to give in. The third word is obedience, to totally obey. The fourth word is sincerity. And then this word, peace. But this peace is not about peace on earth, although that's there. This is a part of it as well. It's not just talking about peace in the Middle East, although this is something that we would all enjoy very much. But it's a peace between the one who is the subordinate, the one who is the subdominant, the one who is beneath. It is the relationship between the servant and the master. To be at peace through the other four, totally surrendering, totally submitting, completely obeying in sincerity to achieve peace. The peace between the created and the creator. The peace between the slave and the master. The peace between the Abdi and the Allah. And if I really believe and having the perfect relationship with my Creator, then I realize immediately I have to do so on His terms. because I didn't create him. Rather, he created me. It's up to him to tell me what the proper way is. It's interesting, another facet in Islam that's very much right in line with this one is that facet of deen. We say the way of Islam, the deen of Islam. Because we don't consider it like a religion. It's much bigger. It's more inclusive. And all of this works together, as we're going to discover in upcoming episodes. But this peace, and how do I get this peace? How do I get this salam that we're talking about? If I surrender to him on his terms, I submit totally to what he has ordained, what he has ordered. I obey his commandments. I do so in sincerity. Then I will be at peace with whatever is the ultimate outcome. I want to think about that a minute. Surrender. Give up. Give up. I give up. I surrender. But to surrender doesn't really mean you're ready to do more than that. No. The next word, submit. This implies immediately there are going to be some terms of surrender here. There's going to be some documentation drawn up and signed. Yes, we're going to have a peace treaty. Yes, you're going to sign it. Yes, you're going to agree to some terms. And then the third word, obedience. Well, you surrendered. You've agreed to these terms. You've promised to uphold your end of the bargain. And now comes what? Now comes the obedience, the obedience. Will you really do it? And not only will you do it, but look at this one. And this is key, sincerity. Because what good is it that you just do it for show or you do it for the people to watch? So what good is that? Without sincerity, what is that? Am I really doing it for him? Or am I just doing it for the people? Am I doing it to show off? Sincerity. Then comes peace. And what kind of peace are we talking about? So many people talk about peace. We've heard many speeches, lectures, orations on the subject of peace, and poetry, stories. But then when we get down to this subject, what do we really mean? I recall many, many years ago, when I was sitting with a friend of mine, one of those rainy days where you like to sit and perhaps play games together, just pass the time of day, he turned to me and he said, "By the way, do you know what every human being wants?" I said, "Sure I do. That's easy." He said, "What is it?" I said, "Well, you know and I know. Everybody wants money." He said, "No, you're absolutely wrong." I said, "What? Tell me somebody doesn't want money." He said, "No, I can guarantee you there will be some who will say they don't care about money." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes, but every human wants one thing." I had to think. I had to wonder, what was he talking about? Then I thought a bit. I said, "A woman, a good woman. A wife." He said, "Now, would a woman want another wife?" I said, "Oh, no, no, wait, that's wrong. That wouldn't make any sense at all. Could it be a good job?" He said, "Would a child want a job?" I said, "Oh." "Long life." He said, "There's one common denominator, one thing that all people want. And all the other things that they're trying to get is really an effort to achieve this one single goal in life." Now, you really had me thinking, and I was really straining my brain, trying to reach out. What is he saying? What's he talking about? Not money, not a wife, not a position, not long life. What is it? What could it be? Education. He started laughing. He said, no, you're not even close. Fame. Fame is important. He said, no. Finally, I gave up. I said, there's nothing that I can think of that's the common denominator for everybody. You're talking about everybody. How about in China, Russia, India, Arabia, Africa, Europe, the Americas? Everywhere, the same thing? He said, yes. Everybody wants the same thing? Then just as a joke, I said, how about ice cream? I like ice cream. And he laughed. He said, no, that's not it either. I said, tell me, I have to know, what is it that everybody wants? He said, peace. I said, what? He said, peace. Peace. He said, why do you think people want money? Because they believe it will bring them peace in their hearts. Why do people want fame? Because they believe it'll bring them the peace that they need. Why do people take drugs, drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes? Because they want peace. They don't have peace, and they feel that this is the way to achieve it. I had to think. Well, yeah, it does make sense. And he said, and it's the same for older people all over the world. Even a tiny baby, when he cries out to his mother, for what? For milk. He wants it so that it will fill his stomach, and then he'll feel what? Comfortable, and this will give him peace. And then he'll go to sleep. Yes? I tried to disprove it. I tried to think of some other aspects of that. Well, what about, no, that would be right. What would a person turn to? Yeah, because ultimately he would think, why do people steal? Why do they lie? What's the motivator behind everything that people do, whether good or bad? Because they're trying to achieve. Some through the legitimate aspects, of course, that we would accept as Muslims, as Christians, as Jews, as proper Hindus. You would accept certain good things that people would do to achieve their peace. And then there's those who will attempt shortcuts, and they'll go for the easy way, and this and that, stealing, lying, robbing, cheating, etc. The facet of Islam that we're talking about here is salam. Salam, or peace of Islam, is mentioned in the Quran in the most beautiful way. Even the way that one Muslim greets another Muslim is to ask for the blessing of peace to be upon them. We find this in the previous scriptures that it came from before, and we find it in the Quran. The order that when you come upon your people, you greet them in this most beautiful greeting, and you say to them, peace be upon all of you. As-salamu alaykum. Isn't that lovely? And the response, and to you also be all peace. Wa alaykum as-salam. But then, we're still on the level of human to human, aren't we? We're still talking about ourselves and others. Then we come to learn in Islam that this facet of Islam is in fact the name of the Creator himself. This is the one himself who created everything and gave it life and gives death and brings it back to life again. The one who sustains, the one who brings forth, the one who takes away. His name is Salam. This is one of the attributes or characteristics of the Almighty One God of Islam. He is As-Salam. As-Salam. That's the name, one of the many names of Almighty. Almighty Salam. Because he's always in peace. He's the epitome of peace. Some are named the servant of the Almighty Salam. Abdus Salam. Abdus Salam. Abdus Salam. What a lovely name. And to be in the peace of the peace, in other words, he is the peace. And by the way, if you think about it, the attributes of Almighty God are not like something you could really compare to anything in this earth. Because he is the epitome, the absolute of what his names and characteristics are. I can be at peace. I need to be at peace. But it's not going to last long, is it? Before the cell phone will go off, or I'll get some email, someone will knock at the door, there'll be an interruption, I'll have some need that I'll have to tend to, and where will be my peace? If I don't seek peace from him, what will be the peace? It won't be everlasting, and it won't be enduring. So the peace of Islam is to seek this from the one who is the peace. And he can give you peace in your heart regardless of the circumstances that are around you. It was one of the mighty prophets of Almighty God, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. He told us, Ajib, amazing is the condition of a true believer, because he's always at peace. He's always okay. Nothing bad happens to him. He's always in a good way. The people were amazed. What does that mean? He said, peace be upon you. He said that whenever good comes his way, he's thankful. He's appreciative. He says, Alhamdulillah. He's very thankful to Allah. And when any difficulty comes his way, then he's in patience. It's called sabr, another beautiful facet in Islam. And then he is still in this peace because he totally believes that whatever comes to him is from his Creator. It's only a test. And he's going to be all right. He needs to learn how to persevere. He needs to learn how to have patience. He needs to understand that it's all from him, the one and only. And that if I really want to get the peace in this life and have the peace in the next life, then it's important for me to first recognize this facet, this beautiful facet in Islam, that it's there. It's always there. Because all of the characteristics, all of these attributes that we speak about of Almighty Allah are always available. Available, they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. If you want peace, you have to go to the one who is peace and seek peace from him. And you can have it in your life anytime you need it. But you first have to recognize that it's real and it's only going to come from there. You can't create it yourself. You have to. You have to open up and let him, the one who is peace, put this peace in your life. Then, as the good things come or the calamities roll by, you can hold that middle course in peace. This facet of Islam is one that has been passed on for generations. It started with Adam. It came with Ibrahim. It was with Moses, and it came with Jesus, and it came with Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon them all. And they all insisted on this very important aspect, to be in peace with whatever comes your way. Some of the companions of Moses had witnessed the parting of the waters. They had gone through the Red Sea. And all the time that they were going through this Red Sea with the enemy, Pharaoh right behind them on their heels with his army. And yet look how the one who created them in the first place brought them through this difficulty, brought them out to the other side, and then drowned their enemies in their wake. And then, how this all was offered to them in such beautiful peace. And their prophet Moses, peace be upon him, he went up into the mountain. He was there for so many days, so many nights. And he was there in the presence of Islam, the beast, We can only imagine what that must be like, huh? And then he came to his people, and he found them worshiping something other than the peace. The golden calf that they had erected was an abomination in front of the Lord. This false worship. And how their prophet Moses, peace be upon him, came to them and realized what they were doing, and how it must have torn at him to see that here, the one who had given them all this opportunity, put the peace literally in their hands, given them the keys to the paradise, the key to the success of being in this life, and they threw it all away for this false worship. And that's what we all do every day. Anytime we forget about the peace, the real peace, we've done the same thing. When a person begins to worship their job, when they begin to worship their money, when they begin to worship anything that is created other than the Creator, then they've done that very thing. They've destroyed the peace right in front of their own eyes. They've given away this opportunity to be in this real, beautiful state. It's a mental state. It's a physical state. And it's a spiritual state. And when it's all together the same, then the person is the most peace they can be. Sincere worship for the one and only, to surrender to Him, to submit to Him, to obey Him, to be sincere with Him. This is to achieve that peace. My friend was right, wasn't he? Whether he was just playing a game with me or he was really tapping into the deepest spiritual answer to the problems that plague humanity from the beginning until now, still the answer is the same, isn't it? It's true. It's an absolute truth that you won't know peace until you know the one who is peace. And he is a Salam, the one and only creator, sustainer, and owner of the universe. That's why I like to end some of our programs by mentioning this and giving these Salams and asking for the peace and asking him. And this is not new. It was asked also by the prophets before. And the beautiful prayers and calling on him and asking for his will to be done on earth, that peace to be done on earth as is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name of peace. Thy kingdom come in peace. Thy will be done in peace. Peace on earth and peace for all mankind. Amen. Salam. Salam alaikum.